making stupid, pedantic rulings and be influenced by social media in trying to shape your game, then you're going to end up with this. And the top coaches and the top players and the top referees will make a mockery of you the closer you get to the big games. And there were a number of instances on the weekend where players made a mockery of the rules. Everyone thinks I'm a whinger and everyone thinks I'm complaining for the sake of it. I don't. I'm trying to help the bloody game. How often this year have we seen trainers running on and stopping the game? It's been a blessing because the score's been 50-0 a lot of the times and we wanted the game to stop. We were sick of watching it, all right? But we've allowed it to go on to the point at a crucial game in a final, our most important game last year, Pete Green runs on the field. Stop, stop, stop. Oh, I can't, he's got to stop. Why? Well, I'm going to bend in his shoe or something. I don't know.
Phil Gould howls at the moon. It's a special category. It was worthy of repetition today. Channel 9's 100% footy last night after the Panthers and the Eels. A contentious, thrilling finish, scoreless second half. Vossy was calling that. Andrew Voss, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Jared. Yes, and I should clarify for our listeners, I had the great pleasure and great fun working with Gus Gould for more than a decade at the Channel 9 network. I think if I was to tally up all the arguments I had and disagreements on issues, probably weighed at about 45-55. 45% of the time I agreed with him, 55% of the time we disagreed. Gus loves being challenged. And he loves an argument. He loves a debate. So there's a fair bit of theatre in him too. He's the pantomime actor. You know, the bloke behind the star up the front.
Yep.
And the crowd say, look behind you, look behind you. And when he turns around, Gus is gone. And then he comes back from behind the curtain. That's Phil Gould. That's the character Phil Gould is. He got a role on that. There's a fair bit of truth in what he said, mind you. But let's not try to escape the issue here, Jared. And it's the same in the AFL. Coaches are cheats. Coaches bend the rules. That's part of their modus operandi, is to bend the rules. We put rules in place. Who else do you blame here other than the coaches? They exploit things. That's what they do.
So this was a trainer running out onto the ground when an injury, your call of it was quite brilliant. He must have imagined the injury from a long way away and got straight out on the ground to get the pause that the Panthers desperately needed.
Yeah, he didn't actually get on the field, so he's diagnosed from a distance. Now, I won't exaggerate. The player was the grandstand side of the post. So I suppose if I was to put out a line, he's 20 metres away. A rugby league field is 66 metres wide, so he's at least 20 metres away. The player was not writhing in agony. It was at a key point in the game. Parramatta on the attack, peppering the Panthers line, and the Panthers trainer runs up to the trainer and just says, stop the game, look. And they did. And momentum lost. I mean, who's at fault here? No, Penrith are at fault here. It's not the rules. It's exploitation of it. And this particular trainer, had actually been served a breach notice earlier in the year. So he has a little bit of form in that department. It's a tactical move. They're not the only club to do it. It happens. Yes, we've created rules that enables it to happen. But when it actually is executed, it has to be blamed on the team and the coach, does it not? Not the rule itself, I would think.
Ah, there are such commonalities across codes all the time, Vossi, and this is absolutely one of them. Now, yesterday, back page of the Daily Telegraph, Cam Munster, I know everyone is death-riding us to lose this week. Hello, Sydney.
Oh, look, I don't know. Look, that's just, it makes a great headline, of course, and of course you're going to put it in black and white, bold print. Cam, I don't think that's 100% correct. It's an interesting one because if you were to just isolate and say that's a Sydney versus, Victorian club, that perhaps, Sydney is throwing its support behind the Sydney club, I don't know whether Penrith are exactly the flavour of a month, if you like. You know what I mean? That they were last year. They were a better feel-good story last year. This year, there have been times where people have criticised them because they've said they were arrogant. And, some of their celebrations and what have you. Some of their players get up in the face and, rub the head of the defender after they've scored a try. And that doesn't go down well with a lot of fans. So there's not as much love for Penrith this year. So I don't know whether people are automatically jumping on the Sydney club because they are playing Melbourne. I think the true rugby league fan, maybe I'm taking a little bit too much license here, Jared, But you do appreciate what Melbourne, how they play and the stars they have. And watching Brandon Smith play is fantastic. And Ryan Pappenhausen and Cameron Smith and Justin Ollam and Addo Carr. It goes on. I think there is an appreciation for the skill, but maybe it's just ingrained in us that we don't have to like Victorians, you Mexicans, you bastards.
Now, the other element I really like is that the Panthers have put forward a proposal for a gentleman's agreement with the Storm that we won't milk penalties in the preliminary final. How convenient, Vossi. How convenient.
Please, as if that's going to happen. Come on. Look, when we're talking the Messiah, Cameron Smith said earlier this year, we went down this path at State of Origin, that, you know, players won't stay down for a penalty. Cameron Smith, now, games record holder, arguably greatest player of all time, said, what, you're telling me at 12 all, 2 minutes to go, you're not going to stay down? If you feel a little touch around ahead, of course you're going to stay down. So there's no gentleman's agreement. Gentleman's agreement is a cliche. It's crap. Doesn't work in real life. In the heat of battle, when things are on the line, it's going to happen. And we had a case the other day where a bloke, if you touch your neck, we call it the crusher tackle. You hold your neck, the referee blows the whistle, blows a penalty. The moment he heard the whistle, he jumped straight up and went to fight the player who'd tackled him. Yes. Like, there was no injury. It's a blatant act of acting, and it's not in the spirit of the game. But again, do you blame the rule or do you blame the player? No, the player is the one who did that. I mean, you know, we should be charging him. Should be charging him.
Bossy, good form this morning. Well done across our great divide.
Melbourne to win. I just said it quietly.
Don't tell anyone out loud on 1170. Andrew Voss, who hosts The Breakfast Show in Sydney on SEN. We reach across the divide on Tuesdays.